This is Local Matters, Mount Express's news podcast, and I am Margaret Williams, news editor, and I am joined today by environmental reporter Susan Andrew, who had a chance to see some interesting shelters at the North Carolina Arboretum here near town. And I understand these shelters, while they are, you know, related to animals and nature and things, have some bearing on human dwellings as well.
That's right. The exhibit takes a pretty deliberate look at some original sources from nature, both from non-human animals and from ancient humans, to find some of the best ways to build our current shelters so that they can coexist for the sustainable future.
So how to use things from nature, things from the way distant past in humankind, and how those might work today?
It's like, what are the origins of some current green building practices? Because, of course, a sustainable structure really needs to look at how to better integrate with the Earth's natural systems if it wants to save money and keep everybody comfortable at the same time.
Interesting. And this exhibit is up through December?
It'll be there through December, and there is an accompanying series of public participation events through October and November. It's all described online for our users. But folks can get in there and in some hands-on ways, building some of their own structures and looking in a little more depth at some of these human, some of these earthly phenomena.
So this is an inside exhibit. It's not, you know, sitting out there in the woods somewhere at the Arboretum. It's inside. I'm thinking of the cooler temps coming our way.
Yeah, it's all indoors at the Baker Exhibit Center, but there is an outdoor component for those who sign up for the sustainable
hands-on workshop kind of stuff.
The workshop series.
Mm-hmm. And you can find that online. North Carolina Arboretum has a website. And you can look that up online at ncarboretum.org. And, of course, look for the story at mountainx.com.
And we'll give all the details for those who want to participate in the hands-on series.
All right. Well, thank you, Susan, for joining us.
You bet.
And that's it for Local Matters.